Do you recognise that sound? Not that one, the one before it. It's a car wash down at the car wash. Know a song about that. It's quite very apt that a song about a car wash was sung by a group called Rolls Royce. Yeah, spelt slightly different, I know. Right, okay, so I've got a bit of a dilemma. That car wash that you hear, I'm now behind that car wash, so I'm now in the middle park, the one I normally walk through, heading up and down through the town. But I've come down the town, the main route, and cut into the park from there, which comes behind that car wash, which was formerly a petrol station. And what happened was that a long while ago, the garage closed completely due to loss of business, basically. Hold on, someone's bouncing a ball. So, it was taken over after a while by a car wash company. Now, it was a small company, they were fairly busy, but that closed down, and recently it's been taken over by a group of, well, I don't like to say it was taken over with them, but it's obvious who's working there. They're Eastern Europeans. And they have flooded it, basically, with manual labour, if you like. So they have the one guy spraying the chemicals onto the cars as they come in. Then one guy, or actually two guys, who go around the car with big mops in their hand. And they, you know, wash the car with all these chemical suds. And then that drives off and it's hosed down. Then it gets a final spray and a chamois. Basically what happens is it gets the cars to move another bit, then another bit, and then another bit, until eventually they're back on the road. And the out exit ramp. Now, here's my dilemma, because the only drainage to this business is the grid drain ducts that run across the entrance to it and the exit, in other words, in line with the edge of the road. And these were put in, obviously, way, way back, many, many moons ago, to cope with surface water running from what was originally a petrol station. And these ducts run into the road drains, and the road drains run into the nearby burn, known as Wolf's Burn at this point. And the burn itself is actually only about, well, oh my goodness, 50 yards from the place, from the business. So, as you pass, sometimes you get caught with the heavy spray off these jet washes, which is, that's these big lances that they hold, by the way, and blast everything to sight. So, not only do you occasionally get yourself a wee bit of misty spray of chemicals, or maybe fresh water if you're really fortunate, but the runoff from the business runs out and into each of those road drains, those ducts, and hence all the chemicals that they're using and all the muck off the cars, which is fine from the cars because the cars will only pick up normal road dirt and muck. But these chemicals, which, by the way, are extremely powerful. A lot of people don't know just how powerful these chemicals are. Nowadays, they use the chemicals that was designed by a guy, I can't remember his name. He designed developed a chemical that was powerful enough to clean down the insides of abattoirs. I know abattoirs, obviously, so much, forgive the term, blood and guts, but that gets splattered everywhere on walls and sections and on the floor. And the chemicals we were using many, many years ago weren't powerful enough to clean these down properly. So this guy developed this chemical that would do the trick, and it was widely adopted through abattoirs, at least in this country anyway, I guess further afield. So the car wash companies, at least these so-called hand wash ones that use the lances to spray the stuff on or pump sprays, they cottoned onto this because it saved them a lot of work, because all they had to do was spray it on and rub it in a wee bit and then virtually just hose it off and all the dirt would be gone from a car. So basically what's happening is this stuff is running mixed with water into the local waterways, So here's my dilemma. And because I'm a guy that loves nature, as you know, should I report that or make an official complaint or notification or draw their attention to the local authorities about my concerns about the chemicals that's been running into this burn for a while, but even more so now because they seem to have upped the business because of the way they're doing things, which is very efficient, I guess. But now there's much, much, much more chemicals in any one day heading down those drains. So, as I said, my dilemma was, should I draw the attention to the authorities, or authorities' attention, which may or may not affect the business. In other words, if the authorities are forced to take action on it, or feel the need to take action on it, whether they're forced to or not, is that they may say to the company, look, you have to cease trading until you put an appropriate solution in to deal with all these chemicals. In other words, they probably need to create a sump. And in creating a sump, they would probably have to get a company in to lift the ground in certain areas and lower the level in certain areas to provide run-ins to drains, and those drains would have sump pumps which would be level operated. In other words, once the sump filled to a certain level, the pump would kick in and pump, and where it would it pump to, it'd have to pump into a tank, and the tank would then need to be emptied by a professional company that does. There are many companies around this area that deal with chemicals, by the way. And to dispose of them, and then that company would need to dispose of them. But I'm not worried about them because that's their business, that's their trade. And they'd be looking for fresh trade, so maybe they would appreciate me making a complaint. But as I said, I'm kind of torn between leaving it alone and saying, well, you know, they're not unique, they're not the only one that companies that does this. But if we do that with everything, if we just become complacent and to save the bother, the hassle of doing anything, we just let it go, let it slide. Well, how many things do we let slide? How many things do we walk by and see it but ignore it, do nothing about it because, well, we can't really be bothered, or, oh, they'll make a fuss, but nobody will listen to me anyway, nothing will be done, which is pretty much true in a lot of cases, by the way. But, so there you go, that's my dilemma. At the end of the day, you know, I'll make my mind up, but I just wonder, what do you think about that? Would it be more appropriate for me to go ahead, yeah, draw attention, at least draw attention, do my bit, or let it slide and say, well, yeah, you'd probably get nowhere anyway. Ah, well, there you go. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.